32. The value of manners or the importance of manners. Manners are the external decoration of man. Manners stand for the virtues or good qualities which endear us to others. They stand for polite behavior, courtesy, good conduct, and graceful gestures. A good moral character is also included in good manners. Snobbery and showy conduct don't indicate good manners. Rudeness and insolence are sign of bad manners. Good nature is like a bee. It gathers honey from every flower. A bad nature is like a spider. It sucks poison from the sweetest flower. A well-behaved person is very seldom gloomy. He spreads sunshine, mirth and humor all around him. Page number 269. Good manners are not inborn. They can be acquired from school, college and social surroundings. We should always emphasize the importance of good manners. Children are very good at imitation. They learn things from their elders. If parents and teachers are well behaved, children will be likewise. Manners are always infectious. They are spread and get transmitted. Manners play a very important part in human life. Without manners, life would be colorless and dull. Manners are like small change with which we pave our way through life. A man without manners is avoided by everyone. He is called a boor. Nobody likes to mix with him. An ill-mannered man offends everybody and creates resentment around him. Manners cost nothing but bring rich dividends. A man with good manners is the pride of the company. He has a charm for the ladies. He knows the art of respecting elders, loving the youngsters. He doesn't irritate others. His presence in every company is blessing. His talk is always very interesting. He cannot interrupt others. He gives praise where it is due. Manners are essential in all the walks of life. People who are courteous, polite and humble always command respect. Government employee who has to deal with the public must be well-mannered. Conductor with good manners can make everybody cheerful in the bus. But it's nothing short of hell to travel in a bus where the conductor is ill-mannered. Manners must be taught to the children from the very early stage. Manners are closely linked with the discipline. An ill-mannered child grows into an indisciplined and a bad citizen. Manners are the most important for smooth friendship. Bitterness of tongue changes all the friends into enemies. One must be sweet-tongued, but we must not be taken in by the politeness of a well-mannered man. He could like her, but care should be taken to see that his civility is not skin-deep only. In other words, good behavior should not only be an outward sign of kindness, but should proceed from good feelings within hearts. Fine breeding implies a lot of good sense. Some good nature bears no particular mark, but it can be detached from general elegance so that a man of good manners is bound to make those people with whom he converses feel easy. This is the reason why a man gifted with polite manners at once gets the passport to sure and brilliant success from the social point of view. Manners cannot be learned from books. Persons should constantly try to be selfless and to enter into the feelings of others before he can acquire the elegance of manners. Nothing except what flows from the heart can render even external manners truly pleasing. As Emerson puts it, manners are the happy ways of doing things. Our actions, if inspired by sympathy or love, harden into usage. Such actions at last form a rich varnish with which the routine of the life is washed and its details adorned. It doesn't matter whether we are in school, street or home, it's possible for us to practice good manners at all the places. So it's no doubt difficult for everyone to shine in society, but it's not impossible for everyone to be agreeable. As long as one doesn't display wants of sense, he should be tolerated in society. A refined character is bound to be found out.